The summer of 2000 saw huge forest fires in Montana and Idaho's Bitterroot National Forest. Tens of thousands of acres burned. The Forest Service wanted to sell more than 40,000 acres of timber fast before the wood rotted or cracked. But environmentalists blocked the sale and went to court. Yesterday, a compromise was reached. Only one-third of the acreage will be sold. Bob Eakey is the Northern Rockies Regional Director for the Wilderness Society. He says his group fought the Forest Service plan because the removal of so many trees could harm the bull trout, an endangered species.
The activity that goes with removing the trees is what affects the bull trout. It's getting the logs out, just even hauling the logs down these forest roads creates a lot of sediment. Bull trout are very sensitive to sediment. Actually, you know, you can lose a lot of bull trout.
Isn't there a danger of other fires, though, if this debris isn't removed?
The Forest Service contends that if you don't remove these trees, fire danger will be increased later on. Our scientists don't agree with that conclusion. You know, when a forest fire moves through, it's usually the finer fuels that burn. Finer fuels being brush on the ground, the limbs of the trees, the needles on pine trees. Those are the things that burn. They're generally the large trunks don't burn. That's what's left behind. That's what the loggers are trying to get.
What does the Forest Service do with the money it gets for selling these trees?
Well, the Forest Service in this case, they spend a lot of money preparing these timber sales and proposing them. They want to use the money from this to help do some restoration work, and we fully support that.
But wouldn't they be restoring the acreage that they've cleared out?
Well, some of the money that the Forest Service would generate from these timber sales could be used for restoration, watershed improvement, road removal, those sorts of things. We don't think that the only source of that money is from the timber generated. There are other sources from Congress. We don't want to aggravate or actually increase the amount of restoration that needs to be done because of the amount of logging that occurs.
Were there other objections other than environmental ones to this decision by the U.S. Forest Service to initially want to sell off the 40-something thousand acres?
Well, in the middle of this process, as the Forest Service was making their decision here, Undersecretary of Agriculture Mark Ray, who oversees the Forest Service, stepped in and signed the Record of Decision, which meant that all citizens, environmental groups or other folks, could not appeal these. We took that to court. We challenged that in court around Christmas time. In early January, I actually had a U.S. District Court judge decide and rule that we were entitled to an appeals process and the Forest Service couldn't proceed until we had that. In this case, the government decided to take that decision to the Court of Appeals. As part of the settlement, the Forest Service has backed away from that. They've decided to dismiss their appeal so that, for us, the appeal process stands.
How is this going to affect other? I mean, the fire season comes up every summer, and this is an issue that comes up all the time in places other than the Bitterroot. Do you think this decision is going to have future effects?
We hope that the take-home lesson for the Bush administration here is that when these fires occur, not to come up with proposals where they overreach. We've allowed a fair amount of logging to proceed on this, and we've said we would not object to it. We think that's fair, reasonable, and that those things can proceed. I think overall there are themes here, though, about whether we're going to really incorporate the public and let the public have its say in decisions on how all of our public lands are managed, and whether there's going to be an overt attempt to try and minimize or reduce the amount of say the public has.
Bob Eakey is the Northern Rockies Regional Director of the Wilderness Society. He joined us from the studio of Yellowstone Public Radio in Bozeman, Montana. Thanks a lot, Mr. Eakey.
Thank you, Leanne.